Man, praise God. So as I said, we want to give God thanks. We're giving him thanks. That is the topic tonight, just simply giving God thanks. And I'm going to read a few scriptures here, and most of them are in the book of Psalms, Psalms 92:1-2. It says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Hallelujah. It's the thing that God expects from those that are called by his name. Hallelujah. To give him praise. And not only that, he says, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Hallelujah. And then thy faithfulness every single night. We have a lot to be praising God for and thanking him. He kept us all night long, and yet he touches us with his finger of love. He shares his love and just wakes us up to a brand new day. My God, that is a lot to be thankful for. I know that David said, when I lay upon my bed, I will thank you. I will just think of, even in the night watches, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then in Psalms 104, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. He said, be thankful unto him and bless his name, for our God is worthy to be praised. So we come in, when we get into his presence, come into his presence thanking him. I know even when I get down to pray in the morning, before I begin to ask him for anything, God, I just want to thank you for being so good. And after a while, the thanks are just lead you right into praise. And then even the praises will lead you into true worship. Praise God. And so it says, and bless his name, because his name is worthy to be praised. Okay. Psalms 118:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yes, for he is good. And we all can testify that God is a good God. It says, because his mercy, it endures forever. When we wake up in the morning, the mercies are there. And it's brand new mercies for every single one of us. Brand new. Glory to God. So that means, that lets us know that we can make it. No matter what it is that we are faced with day in, day out, when the mercies of God show up, we can walk in the victory of God. We can walk in the name of Jesus, knowing that he is able to keep us. He's able to sustain us. He is our provider. Glory to God. That's why we're saying, give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord. And then Psalms 116:17, it says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. See, there's power in the name of the Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord. Everything that we do, we get up in the name of the Lord. We sit down in his name and praise God, because we are so thankful unto him. And to give God is the least that we can do, giving him the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving that's due his name. Amen. Praise God. And so the scripture tells us, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that, just know that we have so much to be thankful for. No matter what you're going through, we go through things, and Lord knows people are being tested, people are hurting, and my God, it's just so much going on, but yet God is still faithful. He's still good, and he promised to give us the victory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us, and he still loves us. Praise God. So I just want to thank God that we have this opportunity. We're going to give God the thanks. Yes.
Thank you,
everybody likes to be appreciated. And this is the Christmas season. This is the Yuletide season. It's a time when we give gifts and we receive gifts. And see, when you receive a gift, you would seem very unappreciative if you didn't even say thank you. My God, not only are you expected to say thank you, but it is the reasonable and the decent thing to do. Well, how much more that how faithful God has been to us, and he is good to us, and he keeps giving us new mercies every day. He keeps on making a way for us every day. How much more should we give God the thanks? Give him thanks, hallelujah, and the praise that's due his name. See, we can never say thank you to God enough. And you know, that's why it's called the sacrifice of praise. And we thank God. See, the thanks should be in our hearts. The thanks should be on our lips every single day. See, just even think about it. See, just the breath that we breathe, that every breath that we take, it belongs to him. Hallelujah. And so we can never get through saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another breath. I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you even for the strength that I'm walking in. I thank you, Lord. Glory to God. There's something that we can just praise him. There ought to be a praise and a thanks of thanksgiving every single day. See, he keeps on doing great things for us. Yes, he does. And we need to be thankful for every breath we take. And that's why the scripture says, let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. And that's just what we want to do tonight. We're just going to give God the thanks. We're going to be led in this prayer tonight, and the lines are open tonight. We're not going to ask him for anything. We're just going to simply humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us in due time. He knows when to lift us up. He knows when to lift the burden, but we're just going to give him thanks because he is just that kind of God. He is faithful, and he is just. He is a forgiving God, so we're just praising God. So tonight, let's just enter into praise tonight and give God the thanks that's due his name. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as we approach this Yuletide season, we are so thankful unto you that you have kept us all year long, even to this point. Father, even right now, you kept us through the year 2021, and we're about to walk into a new year, God. For that we say thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Through the trial, through tribulation, through heartbreak, God, through disappointments, God, through all kinds of news and things that we hear, God. Oh, my God, we still got a lot to give your name praise for. We say thank you right now. Jesus, we thank you, huh? Father, we give your name praise tonight. We thank you, God, for you're the one, huh, who has given us the ultimate gift, and that's the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. It is you, Father, that have given your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him tonight, we don't have to perish, but we have everlasting life. For that we say thank you, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for complete deliverance. Deliverance in our mind tonight. Deliverance in our soul. Deliverance in our spirit, God. For God, you said, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. We thank you, Lord, for being new in you, that old things are passed away, and we know that all things are become new. Jesus, we give your name praise, God. We thank you for giving us a mind to serve you tonight. God, we're not going to ask you for anything, but we already thank you. We're giving your name praise for all that you're doing, all that you're yet to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God, we know, based on the scripture, it said it is God that is working in you and I, that's working to make you us willing and able to obey you tonight, Lord. It is God who works in us, Lord, both to will and to accomplish, according to your good will, Lord. We praise you, Lord, because we have your word, God, your word that's quick and is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two had said. Lord God, we know that your word is alive in us tonight. Your word, God, will never pass away. But God, your word is established. If you said it, God, you're going to do it. If you spoke it, it will come to pass. For that we say thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks, Lord, unto your name. We're giving thanks, Lord, because you have given us a hunger and thirst after righteousness tonight. For we know that we shall be filled. Hallelujah. We'll be filled with your love. We'll be filled with your joy tonight. We're filled with your peace, God. We're filled with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our heart, keeps our mind in through Jesus Christ. And Father, we thankful that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're thankful unto you, for it is in you, O God, that we live tonight. It is in you, God, that we move tonight. It's in you, O God, that we have our very being. For that we say hallelujah. Glory to your name. We praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, because you've given us all things pertaining to life. You've given us all things pertaining to godliness. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, while we, even when we sleep at night, God, you already, God, have given the angels charge over us, God, that keeps us each and every single night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Everybody on this line, God, we thank you right now. We're not asking for anything, God, but we're giving you praise. We're giving your name worship, God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We say thank you, Lord. It is so tonight. Amen to your word. Amen to the victory in us. Amen to the more than conquerors. Amen, God, that we are the lights of the world, that we walk in the light. As you're in the light, God, we have fellowship tonight. Thank you, God. You made it so, God, that we can come together and that we can give your name to praise tonight. We thank you, Lord. God, because we know according to your word, we thank you that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And God, and we abide under the shadow, under your shadow, Almighty. There is a hiding place in you, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, when our hearts are overwhelmed, when we've gone the last mile of the way, we can run to the rock, that rock that is higher than I am, that rock, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's that solid rock. You're our rock, God. You're the rock of our salvation. For that, we're giving you thanks, Lord. You are our shield. Thank you for being our fortress. Thank you for being our buckler. Thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. God, you are the melody in our heart. You are the song on our lips. You are our peace tonight. Peace. We thank you. You have brought the peace in this world, God. We thank you, Lord. Even at this Christmas time, even all through the year, God, we know that you are the peace of the Lord, peace of the world. We know, God, in whom we believe. We thank you, God, for forgiving our sins, for forgiving our iniquities. Thank you, Lord, that you are healing our bodies, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We praise you, Lord, by your stripes. We are here. We praise you, Lord, that we can give you praise while we're waiting on a complete healing, God. We thank you, Lord, because you never leave us. We thank you, God. You never forsake us. We thank you, Lord. You're with us always, even to the end of the world. We will bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you supply all our need. according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, but you know what we have need of, and we've already done. We bless you, Lord. You know how to give good things to us, God. We bless you, Lord, because you said, you told us don't forget all the benefits of that. Did you heal our souls, heal all of our diseases, and thank you how you satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. For that we say thank you, Lord. We give your name praise. Hallelujah. Thank you how you build a hedge of protection around us. God, we thank you, Lord. Keep the hedge around our families. Keep the hedge of protection around us, Lord. Our children, God, even from the COVID and all kind of variances, the variances that are here and the variants that are yet on the way, God. We know in whom we believe. Let the hedge of protection, the glory of the Lord, in your presence, continue, Lord, to keep us, Lord. Keep us under your shadow. Hide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're God, you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you that we don't have to fear, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a power and love, and you've given us a sound mind. But that we say, thank you, Jesus. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody can do us like you. Nobody loves us like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love. Even when we come short, Lord, God, when we fail, there are times that we do fail, God, but your love sustains us. Your love keeps us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have an advocate with the Father. Hallelujah. That we confess our sins. You are faithful and you are just to forgive us, Lord, and to cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you, Lord, for you know, God, that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you, God, we're able to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, my God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. You're so good, God. God, we praise you. We dare not to take any glory. We dare not touch your glory. We thank you. We thank you even for the food that we eat. Hallelujah. The clothes on our backs. The roof over our head. Hallelujah. Shoes on our feet. My God, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We say thank you, Lord. We're so thankful, God, because you are faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness unto us tonight. We thank you, Lord. I thank you right now for the blessings and the grace and the mercies and the victory and your goodness and your kindness upon the people that are on this line, upon their family, upon their church family, upon their, oh God, their neighbors, Lord. I thank you right now that everything that they touch, God, that you will be in the midst of, that you will bless it. You are a God of increase. We bless you right now. We thank you, hallelujah, for every participant on this prayer line tonight. In fact, God, we thank you for allowing us to have this prayer line tonight. We just thank you that we can give your name the praise. We can give your name the glory, and we can give you the honor that is due you, Father. We have so much to give you praise for. God, if even if we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to praise you enough. So therefore, God, help us to praise you with the tongue that you've given us. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. We are praising you right now. We are thanking you, Lord God, because you are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. And God, we say yes to your will. Yes, Lord, to your honor. Yes, God. In Jesus' name, we glorify you and we praise you And we thank you even the more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let somebody help me to praise God. I need somebody to help me to praise God tonight. I need somebody that don't mind saying hallelujah. They give God the highest praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's victory in the praise. There's strength in the praise. There's deliverance in the praise. There's healing in the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you right now. Right now we give your name praise. Right now we glorify you. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you.
We will bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. We glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have bestowed. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for this prayer tonight. Amen. Talking about giving God the praise. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. When we just think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, we can't help but give his name praise. Glory to God. And I do thank God tonight. I thank God for every one of you that were praising God with me, giving God the thanks right along with me. I know in whom I believe, and I know you can say the same thing. God is a good God. And yes, and he is worthy to be praised. So I just want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. A happy Christmas, a safe time. Yes. Thank God, because, you know, this time last year, we really weren't able to get together with our loved ones, with our families and so forth. But God has made it so that we can come together. And I know that God will give us wisdom and the direction that we need to use. And we cannot let our guards down. We are to be led by God and give us the wisdom that we need to stay safe. But I do wish every single one of you a very Merry Christmas. From my heart, from Pastor Ollie Bolden's heart, we say Merry Christmas you and your family. May you continue to be blessed of the Lord. May God just enrich you and just continue to cover you with his blessings. Amen. So we thank God for you, and until next week, we just continue to look to the hills from where our help comes from. All of our help, it does. It comes from the Lord. So I love you all. Pastor Bolden loves you all. And may you continue to be elevated in God and be blessed. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
good night.
Merry Christmas.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Did you give me one this morning when I was giving it cooking just straight now? Oh, you put
I put on the other. I'm going to go.